Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, welcome. I'm surprised, Tommy, that you're not looking dishevelled after the Arias last night. What's going on? You look fresh.
Yeah, that's because I didn't go. That is.
You did stay up and watch it, though, because we're going to be talking about that later.
You know what?
So don't play that to Tim, our new anchor, who's joining us for the day. Don't say to Tim that you didn't go like he's some idiot.
No, I just meant the easiest way to stay fresh from a party is not to attend it. Usually that's what I find. But I did see Harry Styles in his matching suit that looked like it had been made out of an old lady's couch. And I thought only Harry Styles can pull that off.
Speaking of an old lady's couch, I've got something to tell you about that soon too. Did Harry Styles pash or kiss I Heard Lord?
Not me. Oh.
Lord. I heard somebody talking about him and Lord. Yes. Someone, when he went to get some award, everyone was going, oh, him and Lord, are they the new power couple? Everyone was calling them a horde.
I don't know what's happened before I got in here and you guys have had this chat like I'm really into the Arias. Went to the Arias. I don't know and I didn't go. I'm not sure.
Tim and I are just trying to make conversation, aren't we, Tim?
Well, you're a party boy. That's what I just went. The dude with the tats and the cool muscles and everything. Surely you've gone to the
cool
Arias and smashed on it and after
he's
party.
He's flattering you so soon.
Tim, you can stay, mate. Stop it. Keep going. Hey, we do have a big show for you, but we've had something that we haven't done in a while.
Yeah. And we thought, you're so dumb.
A friend of mine actually used to think that the desert sun was a different sun.
Guy I work with pronounces en suite as en suit.
Oh. Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
Oh, I've missed it.
I've missed it too. Oh. And Tim, it'll be new for you. Feel free to get involved. If you've had any of these things like that where you go, oh, I've called it en suite for the whole time.
Like I had one today. A girlfriend said to me, you know, scissor me timbers. And I was like, pardon? She said, scissor me timbers. And I was like, it's shiver me timbers, you idiot, not scissor me timbers. That sounds like a move in the bedroom.
It does, doesn't it? Then it'll give you splinters too. Give us a call, 131060. Tell us, how dumb are you?
But only if, like, you are dumb as a bag of hammers. If you have any form of intelligence, do not call the Carrie and Tommy show. As we go right around
just
the nation.
Not, I mean, at other times, just not right now.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
We're doing How Dumb Are You. My friend thought it was Scissor Me Timbers instead of Shiver Me Timbers.
I actually like Scissor Me Timbers better.
I do too.
You know, we were talking about this stuff the other day and my friend got a message from her mate and she said, God, I've eaten so much, I'm like a bottomless pig.
Instead of a bottomless pig.
Yeah.
Bottomless pig's good though.
Isn't it?
Yes.
We almost need an edition of this where the mistake is better than the real thing.
Yeah. Like we're changing the dictionary.
Yeah, because I feel like the power of bees, when it was meant to be the powers that be, I feel like the power of bees is actually better as well.
We got Amanda from Newcastle. Amanda, how dumb are you, babe?
I'm so dumb that I thought that the car parked in front of me at the traffic lights was a Peugeot.
Oh, a Peugeot. One of those beautiful German cars.
But, I mean, that's not your fault. That's the car's fault, mate. Seriously, well, I mean, who has a name like that? There's another one I can't say, the Citroen or On or...
Well, this is getting back to my favourite radio territory, which is words you can't say, and then you get people to try and say them.
Well, that's not what we're doing, but kind of...
Damn it.
Yeah, in a roundabout.
Citroen.
Citroen?
Is that what it is?
Citroen. The Citroen.
Oh.
There we go.
Tim, lucky you're here. I would have proudly gone,
I can say that because I'm over 19 and I know how to pronounce the
Citroen. Ouch. Okay, Brooke, hey, how dumb are you?
I'm so dumb that I used to work at Woolies, and when I started, I tried to find a parsnip on the screen, but being brought up as a child, I was told that they were white carrots, so I would eat them.
Oh, so you were looking up white carrots.
Yes, I was.
Because nobody wants to eat a parsnip, but a white carrot,
yeah,
that sounds fun.
Parsnip's just so bad.
Yeah. What age did you realise this, Brooke?
I was actually 15 when I was told.
Wow.
That's fair. At least you didn't get to 35 or something and say, can you pass me the white carrots, you know.
That's true. I told you today about a friend who would eat nothing but chicken as a kid, and so her parents told her that red meats were red chickens.
That's very smart.
Same thing, yeah.
Hey, Sam, how dumb are you?
Oh, my sister's so dumb. We're in Geelong, Victoria, and she was going on a holiday to see my brother in Cairns. Before she went, she rang and asked him if it was the same.
Oh, we lost you at the crucial point in the story.
Sam's so dumb, she's dropped her phone in the bog mid-chat there. Let's go to Kath. Kath, finish us off. How dumb are you?
I used to think that the guide markers on the side of the road were so that blind people could drive.
like Braille like on the road. Wow.
Yeah.
You're amazing. You're the this week's winner, I think, Kath. You nailed that.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Taylor Swift with Ed Sheeran. Nearly as good as the collabo of Carrie and Tommy. Nearly.
Collabo. Collabo. Collabo, bro.
I feel like that's another word I've learnt this week. To get lit and collabo.
That one sounds good out of your mouth. Collabo.
All right. There's a story I've come across today in the news that has brought up some really hard feelings, feelings that were buried really deep down and they've come to the surface. The surface.
Yeah. They've come to service the surface. What's happened?
I feel like we need to discuss them because I feel like I'm not alone with these feelings. A poor woman, okay, had a crush on her friend's brother and everyone was like,
yep.
Go there, try it, you know, you guys would be great together, was encouraging it.
Even the friend? The friend was like, yep, go for it.
I don't know all the details.
Let's say yes. Everybody
she said, was encouraging it. And then she said, but last night we were all hanging out at my friend's house while his brother was out and we found a piece of paper lying on the table. On it,
story,
it had
better pick up.
A pros and cons list about me.
Okay. Oh,
yes.
Wow.
So her crush obviously has noticed there's a bit of something going on between them and has written a pros and cons list about her and left it lying on the table. And this poor girl had to read this list.
That's very organised and very clumsy and lazy at the same time.
Oh.
Like to go to the effort to make the list but then just to leave it sitting there.
Yeah, wait till you hear more about this guy. Okay. You're not going to like him. Okay. So the pros list was very short. It only had one thing and it said that she's a human female who might actually want to be with me. That was on the pros
list. That sounds kind of cute.
Does it? I have changed one of the words just for our show.
Which one? Yeah,
the be with me bit. On the cons
list. That doesn't sound cute. I was like, oh, the poor guy's lonely.
On the cons list, it had, he made fun of my teeth, my voice, called me clingy. I've only hung out with the dude once. She's put that in just to, you know, I'm not clingy. Girly and annoying, among other things.
I mean, she's writing this whole thing about him. That is a bit clingy and annoying.
She also said next to the pros and cons list was a to-do list, which included brainstorm ways to get a girlfriend other than the girl.
That's better than just other girls' names on the to-do list. That's good.
Anyway, it goes on. This guy's a doofus. She's dodged a bullet and she doesn't want to be with him.
Yeah. What's this brought up? What's this brought to the surface?
It reminded me of the moment you realise that your crush is not into you. Oh, yeah. And I remember when I was younger going, there was a guy I loved. He was part of our friendship circle. And on Valentine's Day, he gave me a red rose. He also gave every other girl in our friendship group a red rose, but in my head, he gave me the red rose. And so
you'd be on the first round of The Bachelor and you'd get the first rose and you're like, well, I've won.
We're gonna get married. And I then invited him to my Year 12 formal and I was so nervous, pumped up, weeks of prep. Like this was the night that I was going to tell him I really like him, and he rocked up and the first thing he said to me when he opened the door was, oh, your dress, that looks like my grandma's couch. And I remembered at that moment that it was never going to go anywhere. And I went to the Year 12 formal and it never went anywhere. And that was the end of the crush.
You know one of my favourite sights of all time is celebrities that look like mattresses. And you know if you actually did look like the grandma's couch.
I did.
I would love that. So why?
I've
what was
pick,
it? Floral
I,
pattern
I
hesi- or something?
I hesitate to show you. It was
or still wrapped
no,
in plastic?
No, it was velvet.
Was it?
It was grey, silver velvet.
Okay.
Really tight, high neck around my neck and tight fishtail. But the velvet had swirls. Like, you know,
wow.
It was very big. And
doesn't
my mum,
like
my mum and I made
lot.
It. My mum and I.
Oh, did you?
I feel like that people are going to start calling up as in, like, I know someone who looks like a piece of furniture, but...
No, that's not what we want. We want the moment. And the other moment that I knew that my second crush didn't like me was this guy we'd been hanging out with as friends as well, and I invited him to go to a function with me, and he picked me up an hour and a half late, got in the car, whistled the whole way to the event, didn't talk to me, whistled.
Hang on.
And then halfway through the night, I couldn't find him. And I said to my friend, where is he? And she said, oh, he went home with another girl. And I was like, well, that's three moments
more?
There.
That's a lot of heartbreak.
But I blame myself because...
Don't blame yourself.
No, I do.
He picked you up an hour and a half late.
No, he wasn't into me. I knew that. I knew it both cases. Like, what? I didn't acknowledge the fact that every girl had got a rose and I was like, but mine's different. Mine's bigger.
Did you try and turn him around again? Did you dress like a different piece of furniture?
All right.
I looked really good the second time round, too, with the Whistler. What? I was really annoyed about that.
You know what? The good thing is now he'd look at you now and go, I can't believe I
He did try to contact me, actually. That's a whole other story.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Feeling crappy?
We want you to get happy.
Hi, I'm fitness trainer Tiffany Hall.
And I'm clinical psychologist Cass Dunn.
Our podcast, Crappy to Happy, gives you the tools to feel happy and awesome.
It's not about a drastic life overhaul. It's simple strategies for physical and emotional health.
If you're into living and feeling better, you'll love Crappy to Happy.
Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au.
No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're talking about when you've realised, the moment you realise that you've been crushed by your crush. You've been into somebody after this girl was into her brother's friend, and then she found a pros and cons list about whether to date her, and the cons list was a lot bigger than the pros list.
I mean, you've gone back to that news story, but yours were more crushing.
Well, they weren't really. I mean, at the time they felt crushing. It's fine now.
But you're winning now. You're back.
And you've got to be crushed.
Yes, it's very good.
To build, you know.
A bit of heartbreak's good for you.
Absolutely.
Builds humility.
Exactly. Taylor, when did you realise your crush wasn't into you?
He started messaging my friend and I had to listen to her talk about why she didn't want to be with him and she didn't like him. So I was like, okay.
Hang on. So were you with him or were you just crushing from afar?
Just a crush. And then, he was interested in my friend and started... Oh, sorry, that's my work phone. He started messaging my friend.
But you've got a phone from the 1970s calling you.
I do.
I
do.
We can wait.
Yeah, 2 seconds. Thank you.
Well, let Taylor go answer a call.
It's always good when a caller wraps us up, isn't it?
I can't go date this call.
Yeah, she goes, I've said my piece. Sorry, guys. See ya. Greg, it's over to you, mate. When did you realise that your crush wasn't that into you?
We were sitting in a year 10 class and she publicly announced right across the classroom that she thought her parents thought that we were a good match, but she said, what a joke that is.
Oh, that's just cruel. That's that public humiliation, not even just privately.
You get that. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yep, see, that's my philosophy too, Greg.
And you sound like you've kicked on and done all right.
Oh, mate, kicking goals.
Living the dream, my man. Let's go to Helen from the Central Coast. Hey, Helen, when did you realise your crush wasn't that into you?
Hi, when I was in year 12, I invited the guy that I liked to come to my year 12 formal and he said, well, I just want to check with the girl that I like before I let you know to make sure she's okay with it.
At least he's honest.
Formals are a big one for it. The girl that I liked asked me to the formal and my little heart swelled and then she goes, just as friends. She must have seen, she's like, just as friends.
Do people still go with one person or you just go now in groups?
Oh, no, in the wild days now you go with 24 people and you
touch
them
all. You know what I mean, though? Do you just go in groups or you still have to go with one person?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean...
Sam, do you know do you know if you go as a group to a formal or individually these days?
I wouldn't have a clue. I went in a group. To one of them and with a single person to the other. So,
Well, I'm glad we crossed you, Sam. You might have more information, though, on have you been crushed by your crush, which is our phone topic.
I do. I was actually friends with my crush, really good friends, and he hung out in our friend circle. And I went to ask him out just at the same time as he asked me if I could hook him up with my younger sister.
Younger sister.
Yep.
Oh, that is a sick burn.
Yep.
Is your younger sister, I can't ask this.
Don't ask, is she hotter than you? That's what you wanted to ask.
Well,
She was at the time. She was at the time.
She was at the time, yes.
And what's happened, Sam? Has she had a blowout? And are you hotter now?
No, I just lost some weight.
Oh, Sam, good on you. Oh. You're smoking hottie. That's great.
Thanks.
Go out and crush some hearts of your own.
Oh, I will.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Oh, yeah. R&B Fridays presents R&B Vine Days. Boys to Men, TLC, Shaggy and more. Touring this February. The Hunter Valley, Mount Cotton and the Yarra Valley. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster until sold out. Sing the next line for R&B Vine Day these tickets.
All right, now, whoever wants to call 131060, you got to beware, Carrie and Tommy, because you're playing for them at home. Now, yeah. If one of you, like, all bravado-like, gets on and reckons they know what the final line is and you bugger it up, the other person automatically wins.
Like yep. I did yesterday. I was so confident and I didn't even get a look in.
Yeah.
You just came straight out the gates and won it for your gorgeous listener. And yep. today we have Justine and Natasha on the line. Now, Natasha's playing, you're playing for Natasha, Tommy.
You're on the good guys team, Natasha.
Yes,
how
Tommy,
are you?
You can do this. Our childcare workers, we want to win, please. We want to see Shaggy.
I got come on, told, Gary. I got told don't call them workers, call them educators the other day.
Sorry, yes, educators.
I mean, I don't mean to pull you up in your own field, Natasha, but...
Well, this is going well. Hey, Justine, how you going?
I'm good, thank you.
It's my day today. I'm feeling good.
Justine.
Come on, Gary, got to win them.
Justine, we've obviously heard Natasha has a very noble job, one that I believe is overworked and underpaid. Justine, what do you do with yourself?
I'm an interior architect.
Okay, everybody rooting for Natasha. Let's go, Team Tommy.
Right. You've got this, Tommy.
We've got a grab. She was actually at R&B Fridays Live 2017. Carrie and Tommy, you went there? You were in the front row in the mosh?
I was, actually.
Nice. Mm. All right, so your names are your buzzers. Buzz in if you think you know the line at the end of this.
Tommy, I can teach you, but I'd have to charge.
Oh, sorry, Justine.
No worries.
I'm surprised as well.
Oh, Tommy, you're amazing.
Oh, I'll never forget with that song when I was on Rove back in the day. One of my opening lines was, "Hi, I'm Carrie Bickmore and my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard." I should have known that song and I didn't. Oh, Justine. Well, Natasha, you're going to see R&B Vine Days.
Thank you
Enjoy
so much,
it.
Guys. Yay, thank you.
I've actually been told there's more chances for you to register. So if you go to hit.com.au, you can actually hopefully be on the radio tomorrow and be at R&B Friday's Vine Days. Kimberly Cameo is now...
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I've just worked out, Tim, what happened right at the top of the show. You asked me about the arias last night.
I mistook you for being cool.
Yes, you did. Yeah. You did. That happens a lot, actually. Because you were being very polite and you were trying to lead me into me teasing later in the show that I wanted to talk about the arias.
Yep.
I didn't even pick up on any of those
clues. You did. You just were rude.
No, I didn't. I didn't go to the arias. I didn't. It's just because I looked down and I'm like, oh, it's time to talk about the arias. Something amazing happened at the Arias. By amazing, I don't mean it in the traditional sense. Do you know Kieran J. Callanan?
No.
Well, he's an Aussie musician. He was featured on Jimmy Fallon recently.
Let's see what's on my Do Not playlist. Our first one is an Australian singer named Kieran J. Callanan, and the song is called Big Enough.
So that's on the Do Not playlist, so that's not good. Right.
Oh, he has a do not play. So he features artists he thinks are not very good.
Yeah, he highlights some songs.
Oh,
from
no.
around the world. It's kind of funny.
One of our guys was on there.
Yeah, so
is he good?
Well, you here's a bit of him. Not bad so far.
Yeah.
Okay. What happens now?
Yeah. Stop.
What?
You sang that, didn't you?
No, it's not me doing that. All the scream, and he really just kept going higher and higher.
So it's not great. But has
he got other songs you like? Like, should I know this guy? Have we played this guy?
I don't know. What about listening to that made you go, you know what I need? More of him. Let's dig deeper into that back catalogue.
If he does a bit less of the screaming and more of the singing, I like it.
I don't know. Here's his next big hit since then. At the Arias, he wore a kilt on the red carpet.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you know the whole rumour? The rumour about kilts, though?
No.
About... What do you wear under them? Nothing?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he chose to take the subtlety out of that and just lift up his kilt and show everybody.
Oh, wow, on the red carpet.
Yeah. Do you know how long it's been?
That's his bits. Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, don't get a closer look. I think this has just turned into a bit more
frothing. It's a very long blurred bit.
Lots of pixelation going on there.
Okay, so now I can see him. I've got a better idea of why he sounds like that.
You know how long it's been since something like that happened at the Arias?
Yep.
11 years. Remember Axel Whitehead got his junk out when he was presenting?
That's right.
Remember how long it took Axel Whitehead to get another gig?
Yeah.
11 years.
Right.
How do you reckon old mate Kieran's going? The only thing is they went, at least he's not playing us his music. This is less offensive than his music.
So do people not respond well to him doing that?
Do you think given...
Is that what people responded to when they saw it?
Do you think, given the current climate and the movement that is happening around the world,
I agree.
That this is the thing
what you go with on the red carpet?
A reason I do feel slightly sorry for him is because I guarantee he thought this was going to be funny. And this wasn't done with any kind of malice.
He was probably just trying to do something different.
Right.
Everything's the same.
Right.
And boring.
And then as he's probably put his kilt back down, he's heard the silence and the clicking of cameras. And he's thought, I reckon I've played this wrong. And nobody laughed. Because you know when you get nude and you think it's going to be funny and then nobody laughs? I've experienced many times.
No, hold on. I don't want anyone laughing when I get nude.
Nah, it's because guys get nude to be funny.
Do you?
Yeah, of course we do.
What do you mean?
You've never run through a party nude thinking, go, what?
No, and if I did, I'd want people to go, hey, no.
Hey, just a whole bunch of people going, hey. That's so strange.
No, hold on. You don't want people laughing at you naked. Are they like, or just what, you think you want people to find
funny.
You funny?
Your pale ass running through the crowd.
Okay.
Going at a fast clip. Or some mate hold your clothes.
I've never done that, but it does sound quite liberating.
But it is liberating, but it can backfire. I was a young man and I was at a party, which I thought was a little flat. And I thought needed a bit of a boost. And so what I did was go into the bathroom and I got changed into a Rhino G-string, right? What you need to know is, don't get bogged down in the detail.
Need the detail.
Somebody gave me a Rhino G-string. It was weird.
A rhinestone G-string.
No, a rhino. So
was
a little rhino.
A horn on the front of it?
You're exactly right, yeah, right? I was a horny rhino. And so then I've run back out into the party and I've run through and I've shaked around a bit. I've gone, hey! Nobody really laughed. And what happened then was my girlfriend at the time grabbed me and she was fuming.
Oh.
And she had the front and she said, what do you think you're doing? And I said, it'd be funny, just go in that party. I'm a horny rhino. Just give the party a bit of a... And she goes, there is nothing funny. I'm your girlfriend. How would you feel if I went through the party naked?
You would love it.
And I did say at the time, I defended myself. I said, babe, I'm not naked. I've got the rhino G-string on. And she goes, as you started shaking your hips back and forward, half of your tackle was out of the rhino G-string. And I don't find it funny. And I looked down and I realised we'd had this whole conversation with half of me still out of the rhino G-string. And she did not find any of that funny. So I want to know, on 1360, when did you get nude and it wasn't funny?
And not just what you got up to last night. Like, when did you get nude and wasn't funny? There's lots of times. Like, we want when you were trying to be funny.
Oh,
you
it's
funny.
A call
Very
now.
Good.
Yes.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're talking about when did you get nude and it wasn't funny, despite your best intentions for it to be funny. Mm.
We got Riley on the line. Riley, when did you get nude and no one laughed? Are you there, Riley?
Yep. On my last day of high school, we did this thing, like all the year 12s got up in front of half the school and did like some song. We had to sing a song.
Yeah.
And I had like your rhino G-string, except a crocodile one.
Yeah, I know the crocodile one.
Yeah. And I got up in front of the school and like dropped my pants down to my knees, pulled my top up, and then you started like clapping in front of the school, like because, you know, your
yes, hair yes.
It's like with your...
Yeah, yep, if you can get a bit of motion going.
Yep, okay, yep. Yep.
Did that, gone from the school and, then did it. And then the principal ended up talking to me, sending me off to his office, having to write apology letters to a couple of teachers, sitting in there for about an hour or so after the assembly.
You have to sit in the principal's office in your crocodile G-string?
No. I had it, like, under my trackies in my car.
Okay, because that would have been quite funny. Sorry, Mr. Russell.
Sorry, just hand delivering them. Sorry, the happy snapper's here and he's got a message. Don't smile at it, whatever you do. I've read a book about that.
Oh, got Drew on the line. Drew, when were you naked and it just wasn't funny?
I was a public football field.
And what? Talk us through the situation.
Well, it was pretty funny until the police dogs turned up. And I was
the dogs?
Naked. Yeah.
God, dogs love snags too.
Yeah,
you gotta watch that.
I was a bit scared.
Yeah, and so did you manage to get your clothes back on you before the cops got you?
No, because there was obviously a bonfire going too, and the clothes went in the bonfire. So,
oh no.
Here's Drew naked with no clothes and the police dog there.
Did you get cuffed naked?
No, I ran to a mate there.
Oh. Did you outrun a dog?
No, they still had my lead, so I was lucky to get away.
Well, that's very nice. I mean, that's considerate police work, right?
Finally, let's go to Lauren. Hey, Lauren, when did you get your gear off and it just wasn't funny?
Oh, it was actually a story about my cousin, and he knocked someone over in his run and nearly killed them.
Oh, no. How?
Well,
he's doing a nudie run through a party or something?
Yeah, he's got a history of doing nudie runs at parties.
Yeah.
This particular party, he's my cousin, but he's also my husband's best friend. So this party was my in-law's Christmas party, right? And Snakes has disappeared, got his gear off, done the nudie run, knocked over one of the guests who's like 60 years old on the hard concrete, and he's hurt his knee, banged his shoulder and his head and everything. And my cousin was so embarrassed that it happened that he just walked home with no clothes on, never came back.
No, just kept running.
Yeah, just kept going. He obviously knew what had happened, and yeah, so no one laughed. Everyone was really annoyed with him.
So put your clothes on, people. You know, nothing good happens naked.
Never nudes. We're just all never nudes from now on.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, early in the show, we were talking about the moment my crush, I realised my crush wasn't into me when he picked me up to go to the Year 12 ball, and he told me my dress looked like something, like his grandmother's couch, I think were his words, and I just showed you the image of me and him going to the ball.
And he's right. I mean, this is an amazing photo for so many reasons.
It's so bad.
You look so teenager.
I've got braces. Do you know I had braces in Year 11 and Year 12 because Mum forgot to redirect the mail and I never got the note in Year 9 to say you needed braces. Year 11 and 12, both ball photos, I had braces.
Did you miss the mail for grease removal as well? Because you're the greasiest little unit I've ever seen.
No one looks like that in Year 11
and
12 anymore.
You're right.
Everyone looks hot in their ball photos now. Yeah. I looked terrible.
Frizzy hair is amazing as well. Who'd have thought it could get that big? All right, we are out of here. You got Hamish Shandy next as part of the Cool Boys and the Front Man. We are the private jets tour next.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast is ready to download now from the Hit Network app.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.